Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Oh, he's good, isn't he? You know, Brother Moore said Sunday morning, and I'd heard him say it before, but he brought it up again. He said, if we are not frequently being overwhelmed by the goodness of God, we are not living the full good life he planned and made ready for us to live. We should be frequently overwhelmed by the goodness of God. Amen? And which means you got to yield to that goodness, first of all. Right? We got to yield to it. You know, the first time I heard him say this, my tears just came to my eyes because it was so real. Because there is a part of us, and we don't realize that God came after us. Amen? Sin had separated us from him, and he came, he pursued you and me. He pursued us through Jesus. He pursued us because he loved us. He has been in pursuit of us since the day Adam sinned. And he came and Jesus came and he got back to us. He got his family back. He got his children back. He got access to whoever would believe. Amen? And sometimes we need to remember, he came for you. That's how important you are. That makes you pretty important. Jesus came because God loved you. God loved you so much that he wanted you back, and he laid it all out there. He did. There no more could have been done, nor would it ever needed have been done. He laid it out there perfectly, and he won. And now, not only do we have access to him, but he has access, which is what he wanted all along, to you and me. He wanted to save us. He wanted to heal us. He wanted to redeem us, and he did. He no longer wants to. He did. Every and all men ever born on this earth have access to salvation. They have access to the Father through Jesus Christ if they'll only believe. If they'll only believe and confess Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, they can join the family. Glory to God. But we're part of the family. And in that family, we are part, we have God looking to show his goodness on a regular basis. He was showing us his goodness while we were yet his enemies. What did it say? It says in Romans, it says, he commended his love towards us that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. What was he doing? He was getting us back. He loved us when we weren't loving him. He loved us, and he was coming after us. He was pursuing us with everything he was. You know, people think a lot of times that, you know, God's over here and he's just waiting on us to come. No, he came first. That's what John meant, was we love him because he first loved us. The first love we ever will experience in our life is the love of God towards us. If you've not experienced that, you've never experienced love. You've never experienced true love, because that is love. That's the first love. Amen? You want to get a hold of that first love. Remember in Revelations, what did he say to the one church? He said, you've lost your first love. What's he saying? You forgot how much I love you. You've let it go that I pursued you and I loved you. And that love is why you are where you're at and why you have what you have and why you can do what you can do. Amen? And in other words, if you let that love dwindle, you won't be overwhelmed. Because why? You forgot how much God loved you. How much God loves us is the first overwhelming truth in the Bible. And it's what keeps him overwhelming us on a continual basis. That love he poured out through salvation, he poured out healing, he poured out peace, he poured it out in abundance. Amen? Jesus came that we might have life. And how much life would we have? Abundant life. Life overflowing to the full and overflowing. Amen? And because he gave us that life, he wasn't saying, I want you to have just enough. You know, God's just not a just enough God. You know, when you start with Abraham, you go there and God said, leave your country. And Abraham left, did exactly what God said. Now, did Abraham say, now, if I leave, you'll make me rich, right? No, he just trusted what God said. Right? If I leave, you'll take care of me, right? Because my family's here. No, he just left. He just believed in who God told him he was. Amen? And he left. And a chapter later, he was rich. It says he was very rich. Right? Well, let's just look. You want to believe me? He was very rich. This is Genesis 12:4. Abraham was 75 years old and he left. He left where he lived. He departed. And in 12:11, all of a sudden Abram's rich. 12:11, Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Now, I don't know what happened in seven verses, right? That couldn't have been very long. Was I in the right verse? I thought it said 11. 13, there you go. Sometimes when you're in your Bible program, if you click wrong, it'll leave the verse number wrong. But it puts the right verse up. You know, I'm so techy that I outsmart my own computer. That's what it is. When you're a professor, these things happen. Verse 13, go back to that then. Chapter 13, there we go. Chapter 13, 2. Thank you. Well, it really did mess up. It says 12:11. Huh. And Abram, I thought it was a whole chapter. But there we go. Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold.
Right.
So when Abram followed God, God got access to Abram. And he said, I'm going to get access to you and I'm going to overwhelm you. I'm going to overwhelm you. I'm going to overwhelm you with cattle. I'm going to overwhelm you. So none of those are what I'm overwhelming you with my love. Because you believe that I loved you, I'm going to overwhelm you. And when God's, it's just, we're no different as parents. My most favorite gift to give my daughter is the one she doesn't expect, and I didn't give it to her for any reason. Most favorite gift. I saw it, I knew she'd like it, and I got it for her. Glory to God. I don't want her to deserve it. You know how much of God's stuff we deserve? Zero. If we're waiting to deserve it, we ain't never going to get it. But he went ahead and said, I'm going to make you worthy to receive everything that I have for you. And by grace, I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
Glory to God. What's he saying? He says, I'm going to find a way to overwhelm you. I'm going to find a way into your life and I'm going to overwhelm you. I'm going to promise you healing and I'm going to do it. I'm going to promise you peace and I'm going to give it. I'm going to give you joy to the full. I'm going to give you joy unspeakable. What's he saying? I want access to my children and I want to bless them. And the blessing of the Lord, you know, if you look at Malachi, the tithing verse, what's it say? It said, bring them into the storehouse. There'll be meat in my house, and I'll open up the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing, one blessing. And what did he say? He said, that you will not have room to receive. Well, what did he say? He said, trust me. Prove me on this. Give me access by doing what I say for the reason I say do it. Not just doing what I say. Do what I say for the reason I say do it. And you do that, and you open up to God access to your life. And he's able to pour out a blessing. And not only is it a blessing, it's an overwhelming blessing. He doesn't just give blessings. He overwhelms you. He says, here, I know you're not going to be able to receive all this, but go ahead and have it now.
Right.
You know, you better build some storage buildings because I'm putting more in than you can take.
Right.
Yeah. Amen? That's why there's no weapon that can be formed against us that prospers, because he's bigger and he's put in place things that the devil can't come against. There is no weapon against the Word of God that says, by whose stripes ye were healed. There is no weapon against that. It cannot be taken out. It cannot be slashed through. It is truth. And when we receive it and give Him access, He will overwhelm us with the healing power that He has. He'll lavish it upon you. Healing is love. You want to know why Jesus spent so much time in the healing business? Because He loved the people. And God loved the people. And God came and healed over and over again. He healed them all. Amen? He brought them peace. So peace, what kind of peace? Peace that passes understanding. Peace that your mind can't conceive. You know, it's like people think Abraham understood everything God said. What he understood was go. Right? He didn't understand how about the being rich part. He didn't understand, you know, and then later on what? He had too many cows. Right? You know, Brother Moore talks about the too many cow. God, net breaking. He's a good God. He won't give you just enough. He will give you too much. He will overwhelm you. And we need to be frequently overwhelmed. We need to get still for a minute and say, God, look what you've done. Look who you've made me to be. Look what you've done in my life. Look what you've, look at the health. Look at the life. Look at where I came from, where you brought me out. Brought me out of darkness into light, first of all. Glory to God. I don't have to go to hell. That ought to overwhelm you right there. Amen? You know, sometimes I think we look at God so human and from such a human perspective. Like, we even think heaven, we think, well, when we get there, you know, I'll probably like it. When you get to heaven and open your eyes, you will not stop oohing and aahing for centuries. Because it is so much grander than anything we could ever imagine. There's not even a word to describe heaven. And there's no words to describe our God. He created all that. That was His vision. And His vision for our life is just as good. And it says, I'll do above and beyond what you can ask, exceedingly, abundantly above what you can ask or imagine. What's He saying? He's saying, I want to overwhelm you. He said, right. As big as you can ask, I'm giving you more. Amen? Lord, will you heal my leg? Yeah, and you've had a twinge in your elbow too. He won't stop. He won't, you know, and you never see a place with Abraham where he said, Lord, that's enough. That's enough. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for a heart that won't stop, that will give him access to their life all the time. No matter how rich they make them, he's not going to say, oh, Lord, I don't want to have all that. Give some to somebody else. If he wants somebody to have somebody else to have it, he'll tell you to give it to him. We don't want to be false humility, right?
No.
Lord, it's too much. It's too much. You're too good. No. Abraham never said that. He just walked along and got richer and richer, had more cows, had more flocks. He just kept going. Amen. And then, of course, he messed up and had an Ishmael, and I'm guessing God took it all away then, right? No. No, because that's not what fathers do. Amen? No, he straightened him out and gave him more. Abraham was never went backwards. Why? Because he had a heart that would not limit God. Amen? He had a heart that would not limit God. What was it? He was ready to be overwhelmed all the time. Amen? When the Queen of Sheba went and saw Solomon, what did she see? She saw the overwhelming goodness of God. That's what she saw. She saw the overwhelming goodness of God. She walked in there and she saw his how much he had, how much riches, and how much wisdom God had given him. She saw his people and how excellent they were. And it says, say it the way it says it. It says that her spirit grew faint. Let me find it. I think I wrote it in here maybe. Whew, it was good though. The way that it was put. I thought I had it in here. It could be in here. There's a lot of notes in here. Here it is. There was no more spirit in her. She was overwhelmed. It wasn't even the goodness of God in her life. It was just the goodness of God. We should be overwhelmed by the goodness of God in other people's lives. When we see good things going on, we should be overwhelmed every time the 7X project comes up. It's about to be over. And we should be overwhelmed because that's the goodness of God. That is the goodness of God. You know, he said in one place, he said, I didn't choose you because you were a greater people. I chose you because I loved you. I chose you because I loved you. And that's what he chooses because he loves. He chooses to do things for us and in us and through us because he loves us. Amen? And because of that great love, he wants that access. He wants to overwhelm you with his goodness. With his goodness. Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting excited just talking about it. Look at Ephesians 2. Thank you, Lord. What's that little song Eddie James sings? Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful, oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Anybody know that song? I like Eddie James, so I know. I like to listen to him. He's a big old guy, and man, he can sing. But isn't that how we are? Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to how much? Overflowing. What would David say? He said, my cup has half full. Now, you know the whole psalm, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, I'm going to have more than enough.
Yes.
Right? You know, because a lot of people say, I shall not want, I'll have just enough. When you shall not want, you have more than enough.
That's right.
Right? I always tell my family and Kim when we're cooking, if you don't have something left, you didn't cook enough. Right? If there's nothing left over, you didn't cook enough. Because you need to have more than enough. Somebody would have eaten a little more if you'd have just had it. Amen? You know where I'm at. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sing that with me. Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Think we can do it now? Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. All right, get a hold of it because we might sing it again. You guys got it? All right, counting on you. Counting on you. Ephesians 2. Oh, he is beautiful. Beautiful. He's overwhelming beautiful. Glory to God. Verse 4, it says, but God, who's rich in mercy. You know how much mercy he's got? Well, let me tell you, it endures forever. So I would call that rich. When you can't run out, that's rich. Huh? God, who is rich in mercy for his great love. What did he love you with? Not just love, great love. Why? Because love's not enough. He wants to overwhelm you. Love is good. Great love. Great love. Overwhelming love. The great love wherewith he loved us. Next verse. Even when we were dead. This is how much he loved you. You were dead. He couldn't get to you. He said, I want them. So what did he do? He said, he's quickened us together with Christ. Glory. By grace, you are saved. What did he do? He said, I'm pursuing them. This is God pursuing you. When you were dead, he was pursuing you. He was coming after you. He was looking for you. He was finding a way back to your heart and to bring you back to him and reconcile. Reconciling means both sides come back together. Doesn't mean one side comes back. It means both sides come back together. He was reconciling us back to himself. Glory to God. Glory to God. That ought to overwhelm you right there. The God of the universe, the God of heaven and the possessor and creator of all things pursued you. Glory to God. That'd be like God coming up and standing in front of you and say, Ray, I want you. I want Ray. Glory to God. Huh? Man, I'm about to get happy. David, I wanted you. I came for you. As Rick would say, I want your picture and I want it on my refrigerator now. Glory to God. Why? Because we're his children. We are a child of God. And as children, you know what? Just like me with my child, I want my goodness to overwhelm her at times. And it's hard because I've given her too much. But I'm still doing it, even at 30. I may do it tomorrow. Glory to God. God is good. He's going to continue to overwhelm you with his goodness, with his mercy. He's going to quicken you together with Christ. He's going to remind you of who he's made you to be, where he's given you to sit, a place with Christ Jesus. Amen. He's raised us up together. He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And why did he do all this? Next verse. So that in the ages to come, and you know, a lot of people think that means after you die. The ages to come are already started. Right? He wants to show us his kindness, the riches. He wants that he might show you not just kindness, the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness through us, towards us through Christ Jesus. In other words, he got access to us so he could show you his goodness. So he could give you more kindness. So he could make sure you're well. His care for us is unmatched. Don't ever let the devil lie to you and say, oh, the Lord don't care. That is the biggest lie ever conceived and believed by a man. Don't ever believe that. God cares exceedingly about you. He cares so much that in the ages to come, he did all this. He quickened you from the dead and raised you with Christ. Amen? So that in the ages to come, in the days to come, tomorrow, the next day, and 30 years from now, and 100 years from now, here and there, he's going to show us the riches of his grace. Amen? I mean, it's just like heaven. You think you know what it maybe looks like, but you don't. You don't. And you don't know just how good he is. You've had a taste of it. I've had a taste of it. But he wants to give you a bucket load of it. And then he wants to give you a truckload of it. And then he wants to give you a house full of it and a warehouse. And he wants you to live in it and swim in it. And he wants you to live overwhelmed by how good he is. Every morning waking up and say, oh God, you are just so good. I can't wait to open my eyes so that I can hear from you again, so that I can know how good you are. I can't wait to see what you're going to show me today. Because he will show you the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness. Amen? Glory to God. That's why he did it. That's why he did it. Glory to God. I mean, how far did he save you? Did he save you just enough to get you to heaven? To save you just enough to get you out of the trouble you were in? It says in Hebrews 7 that he saved you to the uttermost. Uttermost sounds like a long ways.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds like a lot to me. Uttermost. That's not just the most, that is the uttermost. In other words, you can't be saved any more than He saved you. You know, people say, well, I need this, I need that. He did it. He did it. Let Him overwhelm you with it. Let Him overwhelm you with it. Let Him overwhelm you with comfort. Right? You know, there's people that are hurt, and God says, I'll comfort you. Right? I'll help you. I came to set at liberty those who are bruised. I didn't come to beat those. I came to set them at liberty. I came to make them free. Right? To deliver the captives. There's nobody anymore that believes in me that's going, that I'm gonna overwhelm where they were captive and I'm taking them out. Amen? He's the overwhelming God. Well, what's Hebrews call Him? A consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. In other words, you can't stop it. You can't stop it until it's burned all the way through. Glory to God. He's a good God. He's a good, good God. We're going to let Him overwhelm us tonight. Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. I'm singing that in key of Z in case you guys want to know. Yeah. Just in case you want to know. You got it? You got it now? Let's sing it. Let's sing it together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Susan.
Goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful, Lord. You're beautiful.
Glory to God. Just praise Him. Praise Him. Let's be frequently overwhelmed right now. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you lavished upon us through Jesus. The love that came and got us. The love that seeks and saves those that are lost. That love. Overwhelm us with your goodness, with your kindness, with your mercy. Overwhelm us with your healing power. Overwhelm us, for we know that you love us and we love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful.
Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's several people who've been walking in condemnation. Condemnation was overwhelmed at the cross because it wasn't anything that you did, but everything that He did for you. Receive forgiveness. There is no more. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. For the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life, the law of the Spirit of life, the life that Jesus came. That life where He says, I came that you might have life, have it to the abundance, and have it to it overflows. The law of the Spirit of life has made you free from the law of sin and death. Repent. Receive your forgiveness. Turn away. Turn away. Receive forgiveness. And now receive your healing. Now receive your healing. Receive your healing in your bladder. Receive your healing in the prostate. Receive your healing in the colon. Receive your healing in all parts. All parts. Receive healing right now in Jesus' name. Be overwhelmed with the healing power of God. The goodness, the healing power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your goodness.
Your goodness overwhelms me. Satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful.
Thank you, Lord. Now, there's others. And they say, well, I've done this, I've done that, I've done everything I know to do. I'm still dealing with this, I'm still dealing with that. I got problems at home, I got problems at work, I got problems in my body. I've done everything I know to do. Okay, let Him do it now. You quit trying. You quit trying and you believe and receive right now in Jesus' name. Believe and let Him overwhelm you with goodness. Goodness cannot be earned. If He owed it to you, it wouldn't be grace. If He owed it to you, it wouldn't be mercy. If He owed it to anybody because of what they've done, because of where they've been, because of how big they are, that, you know what? He heals because He loves us. And when we have faith in that love, when we have faith in that love that heals, that love that gives, that love that overwhelms, that love that came for us and pursued us and brought us into the kingdom of light. Get rid of that thought. That's a devil thought. What I need to do now? What I need to do now? You don't need to do anything. He did it all. Receive the free gift of salvation. The free gift of prosperity, the free gift of deliverance, the free gift of protection, the free gift of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now He's healing your neck. He's healing your spine. No more sciatica. He's healing backs right now. He's putting things back that they said were missing in spines. He's putting back things that they said were missing. He's bringing you out through the overwhelming love of God, through the overwhelming goodness of His healing in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let Him overwhelm you. Let Him overwhelm you. Let Him overwhelm you. Let His Spirit be poured out on you and in you, and receive just because you know it makes Him happy. Be just like Abraham. Don't say, oh, that's too much. Just like Abraham. Okay. You bless me, Lord. I'm gonna keep on walking. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you. Lord, you're beautiful. Lord, you're beautiful. Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Glory to God.
There's other people. And we tend to do this as people, but you haven't been filled in a long time. Filled with His overwhelming goodness. Filled with the knowledge of His love for you. Filled, full, and overflowing. Overflowing. And if you'll sing this song to Him, don't sing it because we're singing it. Sing it to Him. And let Him fill you. Let Him fill you back up with the joy you've been missing. With the peace you've been lacking. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We shall not want for peace. We shall not want for joy. We shall not want. And the devil's been trying to, oh, you're just depressed. You know what? You're going to need more. No one needs more than Jesus. He paid the full price. He paid the full price. No matter what the devil's coming at you with, there's no weapon formed against us that's greater than the blood of Jesus, that's greater than the healing power of God, that's greater than the love that He loved us with. Let Him fill you. Everybody in here. Let's sing it, and let's sing it to Him. Sing it to Him, and let Him fill you until you just overflow. You may laugh, you may cry. You may just smile. Doesn't matter. Let Him feel you. It's not my reaction. It's yours.
Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me.
Joy. Let Him fill you with the knowledge of His love. Let him fill you with a knowing that this is going to be better. This is going to be fixed. That He's going to give you wisdom for the next step. He's going to bring you out of where you're at. He's going to take you into a new place. He's bringing us up. He's bringing us out. He's overwhelming us with His goodness.
Your goodness overwhelms me. Your
Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful, oh Lord. You're beautiful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Father. Now give Him access to that part you thought you had hidden. He's always known it was there. He's always known it was there. Something you've hidden for a long time. Something you've kept and it's bothered you. And He's trying to tell you, it's okay. It's okay. I know. Talk to me. Get close to me. Let me access your heart. Let me fill your heart in every part. That there's no more room for anything else but me. And then let me fill it to overflowing. Let me fill the empty spots. Let me fill the spots that had been dark and hidden. Let me fill. And then fill to overflowing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, you're beautiful. Oh. As for your desires, I'll give you all of them. I'll satisfy your soul. I'll reach out and I'll help you. And I'll bring those things to pass that you've been praying for day and night. Day and night, because I love you. Day and night, just believe me. Just believe, not only am I able, but I want to. Give me access. Give me access, and I'll heal that. I'll fix that. I'll fulfill that. I'll change that. I'll bring a new thing to pass. and I'll fulfill all the desires of your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, you're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Your goodness overwhelms me. Your presence satisfies my soul. You fill me to overflowing, Lord. You're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray over everybody watching in the services in both churches, Lord, that you would strengthen us in our inner man by your Spirit, that we may be able to comprehend together the love, your love for us, your love through Christ to us, that we may know the height, the breadth, the depth, the width, Lord, that we may know the love of God that surpasses knowledge. We don't have to understand. We just have to know. And Lord, we receive it. We receive it. And we believe that you can do. You are who can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to that same might that you filled us in with our inner man, that power, that might in our inner man, that we might receive and give out of that love that you have for us and have in us, Lord, that we might promote and extend the kingdom of God in every way, that we'll be a beacon of peace and joy, that we'll be a light in the darkness, that we'll shine so bright because you've overwhelmed us. We'll walk down the street with a smile on our face because we just know how good you are. And we'll thank you, Lord. We'll thank you, Lord. We'll thank you for your goodness, for your kindness that you've lavished upon us through Jesus. We'll receive from you. We'll receive. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Sing it again. To God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Just thank Him. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness in my life. Thank you for every good thing you're working in my life, doing in my life. Thank you for everything you've done, Lord. Thank you for where you brought me from. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you. Thank you for protecting me and guiding me, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Altar care workers, come on down.